December 31st. Meditation is essential to life. To understand this whole problem of influence, the influence of experience, the influence of knowledge, of inward and outward motives, to find out what is true and what is false, to see the true in the so-called false, all that requires tremendous insight, a deep inward comprehension of things as they are, does it not? This whole process is, surely, the way of meditation. Meditation is essential in life, in our everyday existence, as beauty is essential. The perception of beauty, the sensitivity to things, to the ugly, as well as to the beautiful, is essential. To see a beautiful tree, a lovely sky of an evening, to see the vast horizon where the clouds are gathering as the sun is setting. All this is necessary. The perception of beauty and the understanding of the way of meditation. Because all that is life, as is also your going to the office, the quarrels, miseries, the perpetual strain, anxiety, the deep fears, love, and starvation. Now, the understanding of this total process of existence, the influences, the sorrows, the daily strain, the authoritative outlook, the political actions, and so on. All this is life. And the process of understanding it all and freeing the mind is meditation. If one really comprehends this life, then there is always a meditative process, always a process of contemplation, but not about something. To be aware of this whole process of existence, to observe it, to dispassionately enter into it, and to be free of it is meditation.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.